Dinah died in Detroit, Michigan, December 14th. Overnight, in the middle of the night, you could say December 13th, December 14th, 1963. In July, she had married Dick Night Train Lane, the Hall of Fame defensive cornerback for the Detroit Lions, and had given up her New York apartment to move to Detroit. They seemed at the outset, or on the outside, you know, to be a happy couple. They did newspaper ads and TV ads. He bought a restaurant, and, you know, things were, you know, things appeared to be going pretty well. She was now recording for Roulette. She had played a couple of weeks in Las Vegas. She had been on the Steve Allen Show out in Hollywood live, came back, was a little bit tired, was taking a couple weeks off. She was waiting for her sons to come home from boarding school, and they were going to go to Chicago, where the Lions and the Bears were going to play an extraordinarily important game to determine the division championship. And just the most important thing to say here, one of the most poignant things for me all the way through thinking about Dinah, you know, she really did want to look like Lena Horne and Dorothy Dandridge and be thought of that way. And she wanted to be thin and wanted to be small and wanted to look glamorous. And every drug that Dinah took was prescription, and she had the same, you know, the same diet doctor that Frank Sinatra had, and she was constantly shifting around with this pill and that pill, and of course diet pills, you know, were full of, I think, dexedrine, which, you know, makes you pretty hopped up, so she had trouble sleeping, and so she had sleeping pills, and according to the autopsy report, she mixed up a couple of her prescriptions, which were essentially fast-acting sedatives, and when she kind of passed out, and by the time Night Train found her, she was already dead. And there is no evidence that Dinah intended to kill herself. Both bottles of her tranquilizers, her sedatives, were on the countertop. They had not been emptied, and it was just a very tragic moment. She had much more to do. She had bookings into the next year, and that's what happened.
For you, what is Dinah's signature song? When you think of Dinah, what is the song that, in your, this is a personal question, yeah, for you?
My favorite song is, I think, I Don't Hurt Anymore, and in the companion CD that the folks at the Verb Music Group were kind enough to let me pick the tracks for and put out along with the book, I just think it, you hear that clear and wonderful voice, and it is a song, and in her arrangement, always the first sound you hear is her voice. It doesn't open with a drum beat, it doesn't open with a guitar, it doesn't open with a bass, with a violin. It is just Dinah in that first word. And in fact, it is a remake of Hank Snow's It Don't Hurt Anymore, and Dinah turned it into I, you know, in a more personal way. I just think it's a wonderful song, and I love the 1954 version.